At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Having a good time!
Oh my god, what?
It really truly does. You know, it's okay. But it's really not spicy if you haven't tried it. It's really
good. I just don't like the flavor of buffalo.
Oh yeah, I remember you told me you just don't like buffalo. I love buffalo. Like for my chicken wings, I always get buffalo.
I wish I did like
buffalo. It's just like a classic. You can't go wrong, but...
I I'm gonna move you a little bit.
A little bit.
Alright, I had to get in here.
I could have got up.
But you're so thin and small, you didn't have to.
You're right. Do you ever go commando?
What are you saying to me?
Do you ever go commando? Like, no underwear. Like, in general.
All the time.
Me too. Well, not all the time. But I do go commando sometimes too. Usually at night if I'm gonna go to sleep. And then, if I'm wearing like, what's it called? Leggings.
Mm-hmm.
I don't go with jeans leggings or like anything else.
Leggings, you gotta go commando.
I am thinking though, next time, I don't know why I've never thought of this. I haven't gotten Brazilian wax in forever, Nathaniel, right?
Right.
But I saw there's this one person I love when she comes up on my For You page. She's a Brazilian wax. I mean, she waxes in general, but, like, that's, like, her specialty.
Yeah.
Giving Brazilians. And, like,
that's crooked as fuck. Sorry.
Oh, that is really crooked. But, you know, she films it. Obviously, not showing the cooch. But I love watching her videos. And literally, she was, like, advice for, like, people that, like, come get waxes. Like, you know, you could wear, like, skirts, you know, something loose, you know. And I was like, wait, I've never thought of, like, just wearing a skirt. And I just, like, wear no underwear under it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm gonna do it next time. Because I'm probably gonna go before I go to the beach. But besides that,
where's the beach?
I'm just gonna wait.
Oh my god.
You know, what happened?
My button just popped.
Oh my god, booty too big.
Booty too big.
You got too much going on over there.
I know. I ain't got no panties on. I usually go commando like 95% of the time when I'm home by myself, which is all the time.
See, I usually am at a home, but like, that's because I'm wearing more like athleisure stuff, like the shorts I'm wearing, even pants.
Yeah, I usually only wear sweatpants at home unless I have company.
Yeah, but even that depends. It depends.
Like even when I film my YouTube videos, I just dress up from the waist up. I mean,
just like bare.
Except, I mean, I filmed it just
seat
my
on ass.
I filmed no.
I mean,
no,
ass
no.
on seat.
I filmed it just my panties though. Last video though, I did put pants on.
I mean, it
on.
Makes sense because I know it's gonna see. It's like, I mean, I've heard of people like saying like they dress up because like they're gonna see up, but down here is like gyres.
And it is always cock no, on yeah. the couch like that. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Just like laying there.
Yeah, just laying on the
oh,
couch.
Oh my goodness. Wait, hold on. I'm trying to look up this name of the movie.
I love this watch. I can't believe it.
It's
happy
really
I found
pretty.
This.
Oh yeah, you found it at work, right?
Mm-hmm.
I forgot all about that.
Oh my god. What? Can you believe the lady last night? I'm not over it. Where
like last night?
Yeah, the what I texted you about.
You texted me about a lady last night.
I did.
What did you say?
Well, I texted you about that lady who was like, what's her name?
Oh, yes. That's crazy. For all she knows, you were just laughing at something else, you know?
I really
but
did.
Damn, she really clocked it.
I really did try and play it off. I did. Because I didn't mean to do it as loud as I did, but then after I did it, I said...
But you know what? I can't lie. I've done that too. Like, not laugh, but like, sometimes I do smile. Like, I do hold it in my lap because I'm like, okay. Maybe I'll be a little much. But I do, like, do a little smile and I look at them and I'm like...
Also, her question
so like,
was
obviously,
just,
you
her
know
question
what I mean.
Was just
what was
so
her question? I forgot.
Okay, so we were at a lemonade last night, right? Mm. And she goes, Bailey goes,
okay, I got it.
We're out of lemonade and we're out of coconut milk, too. It was a rough night.
We've been out of a lot of shit lately.
We're out of lemonade and coconut milk, so Bailey was like, I can do them all with water. And she looks Bailey dead in the eyes and goes, does it taste exactly the same?
It's like, why would it be exactly the same? It's like you're answering your own question there, like...
And I let out a little chuckle and immediately, what's his name? bitch, and I tried to play it off too. I turned around so confused and went, me? What? And she went, what's your name? And
did you say like why or what?
No, I just went, it's Nathaniel?
You didn't even lie? I would lie.
No. I really wish I would have been like... But I did tell...
Oh my god.
Do you think it changed it?
No. I mean, not much. But also, didn't we like one time fill with this one? Or was it just these and you're like, I don't like the lighting.
It was terrible. Just those.
I mean, I think it looks fine. That's just me.
I think it was fine, too. You know, I'll try the buffalo. For you.
I like it. No, because I'm begging you to try it.
I'm not that gal. I wish I was.
Not everyone is.
Wait.
Right? It's gone. Maybe you are that gal, actually. Maybe your taste buds have just changed.
Yeah, I used to really hate it. Like if even a speck.
When was the last time you ever tried buffalo? Besides now, obviously.
I genuinely can't remember.
Well, that's it. You gotta keep trying things. You know, your palate changes over time.
You know, I do like broccoli.
Ladies
now.
And gentlemen, try new things.
Try new things.
Or try the same thing over and over. I wouldn't try something. Yeah, like there were things I didn't like in the past. Okay, so like pozole, that's one thing. I love pozole. I've always loved pozole. Duh. But I used to eat it pretty plainly as a kid, like just like lime. Yeah, just lime is all I would put in there, basically. But now I put like radishes.
I want to try it with the radishes.
I put onions.
It's
so good. I love radishes.
I've always just said I don't like radishes, but I don't think I've ever actually had one.
Really?
I don't think I've ever actually had a radish.
The first time I ever had a radish, I was like in fifth grade.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved it so much. My mom got she didn't get mad at me, but she got a little annoyed. She's like, I had told her, oh, can I bring radishes to school to like eat? You know, it's like a little snack. And she's like, it's not an apple. You don't eat as a snack. Like, even now she'll say something to me because like when we're eating, you know, we'll have like radishes there. She's like, you don't like just eat it just like that. Like you put it on something. I'm like, I mean, I do put it on things, but I like it by itself. It's good. She's like, it's like you're eating an onion by itself. And I'm like, well, people do eat.
People do. I see people do eat it like an apple. Yeah. You gotta show her a video of that and go. So.
And I already know what she'd say. She'd say, que babosadas. Well, like, which means like, with dumb things.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm
like, I already know she'd say something like that. Like,
I personally would never eat an onion like that.
I wouldn't either, but I do like onion now.
You know what? I like broccoli, but I gotta cut it up a little small. I don't like it when it's like a huge floret.
And I get what you mean. I like a huge either.
And
only other things. But, I love it when I go to a Chinese place and I usually get like, what's it called? Chicken and broccoli.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of that sauce down there.
Lot of sauce? Yeah.
Yes. Just a lot of sauce in general, but like I love dunking like the broccoli and they're like really like marinating around it.
I'm such a saucy gal. I love
sauce. No, right? Sauce. I feel like a sauce makes a dish.
It can also.
Just a dry dish.
It can change like the whole
nugget.
Flavor.
It does. This nugget by itself is a different experience than with the spicy buffalo sauce.
Than eating it plain. Gotta say it. We've gotta say it. We've gotta
just
say it.
Just elevates it.
It does. It does. I won't go with the buffalo, but sauce does elevate.
You literally liked it.
It was good. It was good. It's a little sour.
You wanna get it again?
It's like, I'm gonna eat fine, since you're screaming. Because
I'm begging.
Let's just, you know, here, I'll even give it.
Moral of the story, guys. You know,
try new things.
Try things over and over, you know. Even if you already try something, you know. Maybe like a year later, try it again. Maybe you'll like it. Papaya, that's another thing. I didn't like it as a kid. When I first tried it, I did not like it.
There's still something in there that's like...
But I love papaya.
Not for me.
Really?
But it's like, I'd give it like a 6 out of 10. Like, if it was the only sauce...
You'd eat it.
Right now.
Yeah, it is.
I would dip, maybe.
Well, do you not have like ketchup?
No, my bottle ran out last night. I used it for... I brought home potato bites, and potato bites with ketchup and a little Cajun seasoning on it. You know, when you're a little broke, you gotta spice up your dishes somehow.
Well, yeah, because like, yeah, you're probably eating the same thing, but you know, you want to.
But
spice
sometimes
it up.
I change it up, and that's where sauces come in handy. Because even if I'm eating the same thing, if it's a different sauce, it's like,
like potatoes.
The other day I did the potato bites, but with gravy. Such a different experience.
I'm not really a gravy girl.
Oh, I could drink it by itself. Really? I don't like I don't like white gravy.
Mm-hmm.
I only like brown.
There's white gravy.
There is.
How long is it in the brown one?
You know, like on biscuits and gravy, it's usually like a sausage gravy and it's white and.
Oh yeah,
it's
pretty. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. No,
it's good.
I know what you're talking about. I've never tried that one either, but I know what you're talking about. I've seen it in TV shows.
It's good, but like it's not for
little
me. But
Southern
I also,
cooking.
I just don't like sausage very much, which
what?
Is I know.
I love sausage.
I don't like sausage or bacon very much, but if I'm going to have one, I want a piece of bacon that's so crispy it's like a chip.
No, I love crispy bacon.
It's so good.
Waffle House bacon is really good.
Isn't it? Oh, I also fuck with turkey bacon. I love.
Also, I don't know if I've tried it.
The one at work tastes like blood. It's like high-key nasty.
Really?
On the turkey bacon sandwich, it tastes metallic.
I've eaten that before too, but I don't think it tastes like blood.
It tastes metallic. I'm
no,
like,
no, I like it. You gotta take off the egg though, because I'm not really an egg person. And I take off one bun because then it's like too much.
And our job treats egg like seasoning.
No, yeah, it's literally on everything.
It's literally on everything for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
Some of it hits, most of it does not.
Yeah.
Those potato bites, they did good with the potato bites.
No, they're really good.
Anyway, are you ready to introduce ourselves?
No, I'm ready.
Okay, are you ready?
I am.
Because I'm ready.
I'm ready if you're ready.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Chatterbox Crew, a podcast where each week we talk about whatever we want.
Whatever's on our minds.
My name is Nathaniel. Next.
And I'm Maria.
I hope that everyone grabbed a drink and a snack today. We got a snack. Y'all seen us munching.
I got some nuggets.
Y'all seen us munching. I got cookies.
You gotta keep it healthy. Some water.
Some water.
Balance.
I got... This is summerberry mixed with passion tea and a little bit of the raspberry syrup from the boba.
Yeah.
Mmm. So
you put
tasty.
Any boba? I haven't tried boba this year.
It's good, but I don't know. It's not hitting the same like it did last year. Like last year... Last year it had some weird texture sometimes, but like the flavor was so good.
Yeah, it was so like a plasticky, like film on it, I remember.
The flavor was good, but this year the texture's a lot better, but the flavor's just not.
They do always change the recipe.
I wish it was better.
I've noticed that. They'll like bring the same thing, but they usually end up changing the recipe somehow.
It always changes just a little bit. Except, you know what? I feel like Lavender didn't change that much.
But Lavender's one of the things where I try it once and then I don't go back.
Yeah. I don't know. I like to try... Well, I guess you... Do you... When you're at work, do you have a lot of free time? I feel like it's always busy in the mornings.
Yeah. I was gonna say, I definitely noticed that also, like, in a difference of, like... It's just, like, a morning, but, like, nighttime also, like... In the morning, it is busy, but there is, like, also, like, tasks they have us do.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely do have, like, my little free time, but usually if I have a little free time, I'm making myself a drink. Usually it's, like, my go-to drink.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just gonna
don't want to say, like, so much free time, but there's some nights where there it's significantly
slower.
No, I've heard
nights. There's definitely times where it's, like, you know, you have time to do. Like, I remember we used to do, like, ramp things, like, make different flavored whipped creams.
We still do that.
But I remember, like, blending pastries in, like, frappuccinos.
And we've still done that.
Ooh, yeah.
The lemon loaf. Oh, my God. The lemon loaf in a frappuccino with, like, one pump of vanilla. And then with strawberry puree at the bottom. It is so good.
Yeah, see, I don't be doing that in the morning time. I don't really have time for that.
But since I have more free time, I love to experiment.
Well, I guess I could instead of making my own drink, but I don't really want to experiment.
Sometimes. I love to experiment with flavors. I tried salted lavender foam. It really wasn't that bad. It was pretty good,
really?
Actually. But
I also don't really fuck with lavender that much.
Neither do I. It's not really my vibe.
I don't think it's, like, disgusting, but...
I hate the smell.
I don't really like it.
I hate the smell of lavender. Mm-hmm. It's not for me at all.
It's not bad to me.
It's but the taste, I don't know. I don't hate the taste sometimes. Mm. Sometimes like you get something lavender and it's like you're eating flowers and it's like a little much. Mm. I like a little like a taste.
Whoa, did I like predict that? Because the reason I turned to my left is because I swore I felt something hop on. I was like, oh, it's a thinner. And now all of a sudden she's here again.
I don't think.
Well, hey, girl.
She loves to hide out in the laundry room a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But I have the laundry room.
Why'd she let
me? Dang. Probably because I have the laundry room door shut right now. Because
she's not letting you in your favorite spot.
It's really.
She's like, I guess also she'll.
My house is really clean right now, but except for the laundry room, bitch. The way that I have. Clothes on clothes. I have a pile of clean clothes, I have a pile of dirty clothes. I got some more clean clothes over here, some more dirty ones over
there. Laundry's like, I wouldn't say it's like my least favorite, but it's just like folding it. It's not even that it's like my least favorite, it's just like, I get so bored. So sometimes I get like off topic of doing it, you know, like I end up watching the show of what I put on, you know, instead of folding.
I just take
a long time.
Yeah, I mean, I've had those clean clothes in there for, like, a week and a half now. And I just haven't folded them because, I don't know, there's also something I love about, like, doing all of my laundry at once and then folding it all at once.
No, I get what you mean.
But, my dad's always like, if you do small loads throughout the week, you won't have any by the end of the week. But I'm like, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, I get what you mean. I don't know, for me, I don't really have, like, it just kind of depends on how I'm feeling. Like, there definitely have been times where, like, I just let it build up, and I do one big load. But then there are times where, like, what? I'm like, what?
A big load?
Yeah. Yeah. But then there are also times where I'm like, I'm on top of it, and, you know, it doesn't become big.
Yeah.
Know? It's a good, yeah. It's a little size.
That's how I feel. And it's sometimes crazy. Little's okay.
Yeah, you know, sometimes it is. For some people.
Nothing too little.
Well, you don't know some people. Everyone's different.
You're right. You're right. The small one. Speaking of men, I told you this last night because it did happen last night, but I want to share about it again.
Oh, no, yeah. Share
I have not. I'm so mad at myself that I didn't. Okay. So there's this guy that's been coming into work. He is so cute. Mm-hmm. I don't think you would find him attractive at all. I'm not going to lie. Mm-hmm. But I think he's so cute. And he's really not my like ideal type. Because he's, like, I think he's literally, like, your height. He's so short.
You like shorties?
I know, but, like,
I guess not that short.
Okay. And he has hair, like, down to here. It's black and it's curly. Me just describing this now.
Yeah, because they're going to know who this you're right. is.
It's black and it's curly and it goes
they're
down.
They're like, quick, send it to a sketch artist.
Look up. And he always comes in looking so high. I can never tell if he's actually high or if that's just his face. Mm-hmm. And that sounds mean, but I genuinely...
No, I get what you mean. There definitely have been customers like that. Where I'm like, are they high or is that just their
is that
eyes?
Just the way
like,
that
are
they
are they just squinty like that?
But every time he comes in, I swear he looks like he just smoked not just one blunt, like four. Like, he looks good.
He probably is. Like, no doubt he is.
And he's been coming in, and every single time I write on his cup, and I flirt with him on his cup, and I flirt with him in person, mm-hmm. but he hasn't been asking me for my number. But
well, does he flirt back, though?
I think last night he called me cute.
Mm. Last night. Wait, but we'll get into that.
Yeah, but we're gonna get into that. Mm-hmm. So I've been flirting on his cup for like 2 months now, playing like, you're so handsome, you know, just stuff like that. Being bold a little bit.
Wow, he's playing hard to get.
I know. So last night he comes in, I was like, I'm doing it tonight. Because last time I chickened out, and I was like, this time I have to do it. I'm gonna put my number on the cup. So he comes up and he orders. What I had heard in my ears was, can I get a venti oat milk latte? Mm-hmm. And I said, yeah. So I made him a venti oat milk. I got you.
Nice thing to be like, of course, handsome. Oh my god, of course, baby.
And so I put him, I mean, I made him a venti oat milk latte, and I put my number on it, and I faced the number towards me, so I was like away from him, and I went, here you go. And he gets him, and he goes, I'm so sorry. And I said, what? Like, and I was like, oh my god, did he see the number? And he's going to tell me, like, he was like, I want
him. He's
like,
just right there in person.
No, literally, I was like, and he was like, I thought I ordered a matcha. I meant to order a matcha. And I was like, oh, bitch, the way I said, and snatched that cup away before you could even see anything, dumped it into the sink, and then I made him his matcha, and I didn't put my number on it.
Oh,
I didn't put my number on
it.
But
I feel like you still should have, but like, I also get it, like, you were kind of embarrassed in the moment, you're like, I don't want this.
Yeah, I don't want that to be the moment. So, I put on his cup, I put a bunch of hearts, and I put, you're really handsome, again, mm-hmm. and then when I handed it to him, he said, thanks, you're really cute, and I said, thank you, anyway.
Okay, he wants you back.
I know, but like, ask for my number or something.
No, yeah. Okay, next time for sure put it on there. No,
I know.
Matter what.
The whole night and literally all today, I've been like, oh, I wish I would.
You're regretting it. Yes.
Does he
come in pretty often?
He's like a regular. I only see him like once a week, mm-hmm. but that's because for a while I was doing mids mostly and only closing like once a week.
Yeah.
But he mostly comes pretty late at night. Mm-hmm. Probably because he's.
Yeah,
smoking up before whatever he's doing.
He's a classy though. He doesn't do it early.
No. He does keep it classy.
After work. After work. You know, I relate.
Every time he comes in, it's like 8 o'clock, and so you know, good for him for waiting till the nighttime.
Mm-hmm. He's got restraints. He can restrain himself. Okay.
Better than us.
Okay. You don't have to call us out like that. You don't have to call us out like that. But. We're just having a little fun.
We're just having a good time.
Just a little time.
I want to go buy some.
Mm.
I was going to.
So you were coming back.
I don't think I can't buy some right now. You don't know the last time I had some.
It was last time.
Like, 3 days ago.
Okay.
So, like, I see coming back because usually, I'm not going to lie. Again, when I cut back, And then I'm like, okay, I cut back because I'm like, okay, this is, I'm getting to do it a lot. So I cut back for like a month or two, but then I'm like, okay, I can start smoking more now because I cut back. And then right when I start smoking more, it's like, it starts off like every 2 days, and then like, is she...
I could feel her nails a little bit. Like, they were like fully out, but then it felt a little, but like, obviously sharp.
Yeah, yeah. But it starts off like every 2 days, and then like every other day, and then like every night after I got off of work. And that's how it was for a while. Mm-hmm. And so when we were talking about New York, I was like, okay, I gotta.
No, I mean, I'm cutting back on things also.
I gotta cut it back now. I've already been cutting down my finances. I need to catch up on my bills and everything, but I wish I would put my number on it.
And there's always next week.
There's always next week. Hopefully I'll see
him. This is like the last time you ever see him.
I would. The one that
got away.
Do you
know the name?
No, I know.
Girl, you gotta show him more.
I know. I was getting, we chat, and last time he was like, yesterday when he came in, he was like, I need to ask you a question. I thought he was going to ask me for my number, but he didn't.
Well, did he ask?
He just asked me.
I'm not sure.
He asked me the difference between the types of coffee.
Oh.
And which, like, maybe he was just trying to spark a conversation just to talk to me. Mm-hmm. But all he asked was, like, what's the difference between blonde and dark? Mm-hmm. And I was like, that's not my number.
Like, that's not the right question. That's not the right question.
One of our coworkers was like, you should put on the cup, ask for my number. Instead of putting my number on there so that he has to ask.
Yeah, but I just want to put it's so flirting.
Exactly. It's kind of like, it's kind of cutie. Mm-hmm. But I genuinely think, he seems like a really nervous guy.
Oh, I was kind of like that one.
I know that
I know there was this one guy in high school. Oh my god, he's the one I went on a date. I don't like calling a date. He's him. I remember I thought he was so cute, but he was so shy. Like, he barely spoke.
So mysterious.
Yeah, so mysterious. But I remember he would get so nervous and he'd like turn away when I'd get like really close, so then I'd get even closer like this. Anytime he turned away, it drove me crazy, in a good way. Like, I was like, oh, I love it. But he was smiling. Okay.
Literally yesterday, you know, I'm not really good with eye contact. I really fucking hate eye contact. I don't know what it is. But bitch, last night when he was talking to me, I leaned in, I said,
you're like, I said, you're just showing you're interested.
I said, let me tell you the difference between blonde and dark. Looking
deep. You gotta get up close and personal about this coffee.
Looking deep into those. He has brown eyes.
You like brown eyes?
I do. I love brown eyes. I've always been a little jealous of people with brown eyes. But like, I'm specifically jealous of the people that have like, no.
Like
I'm,
a light brown
I'm
eye?
I'm jealous of all brown eyes. Because like, really? Even the dark brown, I think is so, it's so cut. There's something about it. Like, a bitch with a dark brown eye with, like, a winged eyeliner. Oh, that is smart.
Did you like it?
Did you? A bitch with a dark brown eye and a winged eyeliner? Mm. Fuck me up right now. Like.
Me?
It's just so cunt. There's something about it.
I don't know. I like, I don't know. I think brown eyes can be pretty, too. But I don't know. When it's just, like, dark like mine, I don't really feel like it's anything. It's just, like. Just dark brown eyes.
Yeah.
Like, you don't even see the color, I feel.
Like black, which is so... Oh, that's even...
Again, it's like, I feel like you don't even see the color. Like, you don't see... Just, like, darkness. But, like, light brown eyes, I like.
When there's, like, a little bit of green in there, too.
Also, like a light bluish. Like it's kind of gray.
What are you talking about?
Yours are more blue, though, but yours are pretty. They're also pretty striking.
I'm really glad that I sometimes feel like Miley Cyrus eyes.
No, I know what you mean. But there are some people like that. There's this one guy, I see him every so often, and his eyes are so blue, and he, no, they're so blue. Sometimes it freaks me out also, because he's really good at eye contact.
Ooh,
like, he's really good. So it's just like two blue eyes. It's literally Miley Cyrus. Yes.
Like, icicles staring directly into your soul.
It's
kind of
scary. I'm not gonna lie.
Sometimes blue eyes can be a little. Ooh, when I get like.
I'm like, what's going on? No, Jenna, I'm like, what's going on? Like, I'm like, oh my god.
When I get high and my eyes get like really red and it contrasts with the blue, my eyes look literally so blue. Icicles. What's wrong with it?
You just taste it weird, so I don't want to eat it now. Like, they ever do that? Like, you feel weird touching your chicken or something? You're like, I don't want it now.
Girl, all...
Me with that. I don't know. Like, it felt kind of mushy. And it's not, like, raw. It doesn't feel raw. But it also tastes a little weird, so I'm like, let's putting that down.
I did that with a sausage cheddar the other day. I was eating it, and then, I don't know, I started thinking about it. I started thinking about it, and then the texture in my mouth, and I was like...
Mm-hmm. Have you ever, like, gotten, like, a... I don't know what it is, but it's, like, you feel something, like, kind of hard. Like, yes, kind of rubbery.
Yes, yes.
No, yeah, and I'm, like, I'm off put. No. That happened to me with, the jalapeno? Jalapeno, wrap thing.
Sounds like a white lady at a restaurant.
I do. Am I a white lady? Do I get the privilege? But anyways, I was eating it the other day.
Jalapeno? Hola!
Hola!
Como estás?
Oh my god. But yeah, I was eating it. I mean, that's like, it's really good. I really like it. And I don't know, the chicken out of nowhere just kind of felt like rubbery. And I was like, not for me. Let me put this down. But then I eat it again the next day.
Have you gone back? With the lime sauce?
I don't really like the sauces. I couldn't eat it just like that. It's already pretty saucy by itself, which I love.
Ooh, it's a little good with the sriracha, but only like a dab. Nothing like a...
Insane. I love extra toasty. So it's like crunchy. Bro, I'd be eating like it's chips. Some sauce falls out. I like grab the crunchy.
No, yeah, literally. I cook it on two every single, like twice. No, yeah. I cook it on two twice because it gets so crispy.
Oh, you do it two twice.
Yes, two twice. Girl, it gets so crispy and crunchy. And I cut it up into four so it's easier for me to eat. Oh, it's so, I love the jalapeno chicken pocket. Mm. They really did their big one.
They did their big one there.
They did their big ones with that one. And they did their big ones with the summer berry. I hate to say it, but it's...
I'm like, you didn't like it this year that much.
Bitch, it's like, it does taste a little different this year, but I was just looking forward to it coming back since
you
it
were,
left
you were telling
last
me about
year.
It.
And when I knew we were getting it back, but they're limiting us.
I heard it'd be like one.
One, they're only allowed one a shift, which is like...
Okay, let me get a Trenta.
No ice. Trenta, no
you're like,
ice.
Actually, Trenta lemonade, Trenta... Just the summer berry base.
Extra boba.
Yeah.
Extra boba. No, yeah, one.
And then you're like, it's just one.
It's literally just one. What are you talking about? We tried the base by itself without watering it down.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of good.
Yeah. Was it more powerful than, like, blueberry-ness?
It was just a lot more sour. It tasted, like, the same flavor, but, like, extra, like, you know?
Yeah.
Like extra sour. It was, but nothing compares to the box lemonade. Do you know how long? Because our manager is cutting down, because people would just open a box and then just leave it in the bottom of the fridge. Mama, if you're going to open a box, at least make a lemonade with it. If you're going to do a shot.
You're talking about yourself.
Well, listen, yes.
You're like, if you're going to do it, at least a shot.
At least.
And it's literally himself he's talking about.
But most of the time, I would make a lemonade out of the extra most of the time. Okay. But, like, some people would just open it up, do a shot, and then just put the whole box in the fridge.
Oh, really?
And I'd be like, mama, that's a little crazy.
No, yeah.
You got to leave, like, you can't just leave a whole empty box in there. Because at that point, you don't, like, they don't know, like, how much is in there, how much someone took out. So they just got thrown away at that point.
Yeah.
But,
like, no one knows what to do with it. I get you. Okay, so I have a question for you.
Oh, yeah. What is our quest? All
right. So, let me give some backstory.
Hit me.
I was watching this movie. I don't forget what it's called. It's like something like this. Something like that. Let us set a lot of something there. But that's what it's called. Something like this or like something like this. But it has Angelina Jolie in it.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, what happens in a movie, spoiler alert,
if you know an Angelina Jolie movie,
Angelina Jolie movie
that starts with the word like, then
it's on Netflix. Anyways, but honestly, it's just kind of like a summary. You're just getting the gist. So basically, she's like living this really good life, you know, like she's made a good career for herself,
of course.
You know, and then she's a reporter. So she goes, you know, to some reporter story on some guy. I forgot why. But anyways, he's actually this homeless guy that, like, is also, like, a... Like, he can tell the future. You know, he can tell you what's gonna happen. And anyways, she goes up to him. You know, before she goes up to him, she, like, asks something about her career. And he's like... Sorry. Yeah, I know. That was, like, real hard. He's like, no, you're not gonna get that job because you're gonna be dead. Yeah. Obviously, she's like... What? Because this is all, she's been focusing on this, like, all her life, you know?
Yeah.
Like, she put everything into her career, you know? Because, you know... Actually, I'm not going to say it, because, you know, I'm not going to read the whole movie.
Yeah,
but anyways,
he
tells her that, and then that's when the interview starts, and, like, he, like, predicts two other things. And, like, yeah, she's spooked, but then she's like, you know what? This is just some random guy from the street. Like, why am I going to believe him, you know? But then those two things that he predicted came true.
Oh, my God.
So now she's, like, really freaking the fuck out, because she's like... He was actually right about those things. And my due date is coming up. No, yeah. Her death date is coming up, you know. But anyways, the gist of the question I'm going to ask you is, you know, when she felt like she was gonna die, you know. She started, like, changing things in her life, you know, like, really going back to herself. Because, like I told you, she was really focused on work. Yeah. She kind of, like, lost herself is, like, the whole premise of the movie. So she was really focused on, like, just, like, working on things that she used to love and stuff like that. So what I ask you is, if you were in that same situation, you know, you're walking around, some random guy just comes up to you and says, like,
you're gonna die.
You're gonna die on this date. For her, it was a week, so... A week. You're going to die in a week.
Right.
And obviously, I'm guessing you're not going to believe him, right? Right away. You're going to be like, yeah, right. But he also predicts two other things.
Yeah.
Whatever you want. I don't know. He predicts it. You're like, whatever. Then, you know, those things come true.
Right.
After that, would you believe it? And if you did believe it, would you change anything? And I mean, this is you currently now. So it's like, you can't do something super crazy if you don't got the means to do it. If you were to change something. Dying? I'm not going to ruin this whole movie.
What? No!
Okay, fine, I will. Okay, she does end up dying, but there's a twist. I'm not going to ruin the whole thing. There's a twist at the end. She dies, but there's a twist. It's really good, though.
Did she come back alive?
Okay, yeah. She does. So technically, he was right. But also, like, that's the thing with his predictions. Like, they are right, but also some of his predictions can be a little altered,
there's
you know?
There's a little twist.
Yeah. Like, there was this one thing where he said, oh, an angel's going to fall from the sky. Obviously, everyone's like, and then he's gonna fall from the sky. That's not gonna fucking happen, you know?
Off, yeah.
And then what ended up happening was this, I think he was some sports player. He was on an airplane, there was a crash, and he crashed, and his name was Angel. So the next day, a report was blank Angel died. He fell from the sky, you know?
That's really crazy.
Airplane crash. Oh my gosh, that's my fucking eye. But anyways, oh my god, excuse me. Something's happening to me right now. I have a hiccup, something's in my fucking eyeball.
Oh my god!
But anyways, my question is, what would you do, you know, if you, someone told you that? One, obviously, if you believed it after two things came true.
Right.
And would you change anything if you could? Or would you start doing things differently? I feel like, obviously, I wouldn't believe in the beginning.
Yeah, I don't think I would believe in
the beginning. I feel like after the first prediction, if it comes true, when it comes true, I'd be like, spooked. I'd be like, what a coincidence.
What?
That's kind of odd. Right.
And then the second the angel fell from the sky, I would...
Then from the second prediction, I'd be like, oh my god, I'm dying in a week. Like, I definitely think, but even then, I definitely would still be like, no, there's no way. Like, I don't think I'd fully be like, I'm gonna die in a week.
Yeah.
But I definitely would be really paranoid.
I probably wouldn't
like,
be my house
really
all day.
Paranoid. No, yeah, literally. But I don't know, I also feel like...
Have someone on the phone 24/7.
I have someone with me. Plot twist, they're the one that kills you. They kill you and that's how you die.
That's tea.
That's crazy. But, yeah, I think even after the second prediction, I would believe it a little bit. Questel wouldn't be, like, fully believing it, but I feel like I'd definitely, like, be doing more things I enjoy. I'd probably end up being like, I'm not going to work.
Yeah, I'd probably...
You know? Maybe not every day, because, like I said, I'm not fully believing it, but maybe, like, leading up to it, maybe, like, the last day of the day I'm supposed to die, so the day before, I'd probably, like, call out if I'm not working that day.
Yeah, I'd probably...
Proud of my work at the place I work at, and, like, do something I enjoy. But even then, I was like, I don't know what else I would do.
Yeah,
honestly.
I don't really know what I would change. I really
I don't see myself that too. Well, it's not even like changing yourself. It's just like something you would do. Like if you were told you would die in a week, is there anything you would like be like, I'm gonna die in a week, maybe. Let me do this thing I like. Like maybe I was like, I'd probably like end up going to the beach or something. Like I love going to the beach. So I'd probably like, I'll go to the beach or like I'm gonna just like enjoy what I'm you know, my last few days. But like I said, I wouldn't fully believe it, even at the second prediction, I feel like.
Yeah.
Where I'm, like, gonna, like, drastically change my whole life, you know, leading up to it.
Yeah, like, I wouldn't quit my job.
Yeah, I wouldn't be, like, every day call out. But maybe, like, the day before on my due date, my death date, I'd be like, I can't come in today, I'm not feeling well. And I, like, just, like, really focus that day on
me. I feel really sticky, sorry. No, yeah. I can't.
But, like, really focus that day on me. Hey, girl. But, you know... Yeah, I don't really know exactly what I'd do, like, because I wouldn't fully believe him, even after that second prediction. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like, just for my own mental health, I wouldn't fully believe it also.
Yeah, because that would probably send me a spiral.
Who's calling me? Oh my god, random numbers have been calling me, I don't know who this is.
Have you been applying at houses?
No.
Oh, you haven't been applying? Did you apply that one house?
One house.
The townhouse?
Of course, but I haven't seen any other ones I liked. Anyways, they can give me a voice.
Anyway, yeah, they can leave a voice.
But yeah, do you think you'd like do something at least different? I'm not saying drastic, you know. Like I said, I probably like day before.
Yeah, I definitely would not. I would not.
Maybe
be
like
going
each
to work.
Day, I'd like make sure I do something I like. You know, like well, I'm about to die, so instead of working out, let me do this instead.
I would. Oh, you know, I would eat everything I wanted.
Yeah. I would, that's one thing she did.
I would go one of the in. Things she did. The way that I would have 17 tubs of Moose Tracks, mm-hmm. I would have all the junk food that I have not been allowing myself for the longest time.
It's leading up. Oh my god. Oh. Wow, we're getting real up close and personal.
Oh my god.
He did not want to pay me the time of day.
He's been inside all day. I knew when I got home, he basically sprinted out the door.
Like, finally you're home.
I walked in and I shut the door and I started cleaning my house and he so bratty. He was like up on the door trying to turn the doorknob, like scratching it, and I was like, please be for real.
You're like as if you can open it.
Yeah, bro, like, as if you can open it.
Be dramatic.
And also as if your life is so hard.
So bad in here. He's getting fed and everything, and he's like, let me out. I can't be in his home any longer.
It's like I'm in prison. As if he doesn't. Oh, he is so dramatic. And he stepped. I don't know why he does it, but it's always like he has one paw. He brings his claws out, and in the middle of the night, he'll just. On my face. And
yeah,
I'm like.
Welcome, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
He's like, oh, you want to sleep? No.
You thought, and then when I wake up, I'm like, what? And I'll get up and I'll check the food. Full of food, full of water. And I'll lay back down, like, stop scratching me. And I'll lay the other way, and he'll walk around to where my face is, look at me, and then.
Oh my god, he's like, I'm not done yet.
I'll be like, what do you want?
Oh my goodness.
I'm thinking about buying a collar for him, but I don't know what color he would be. I feel like she really fits perfect.
I imagine green on him.
That. I didn't even think
about
that. I just
like, you know him so well.
I was thinking about orange. I love the color orange.
I love pastel orange.
Same. I do not
like a neon orange.
I don't fuck with a burnt orange either.
I think neon orange with pink looks pretty.
Same. I love an
also like pastel orange and a pastel pink.
It gives like sherbet. Mm-hmm. Oh,
it's so pretty.
I love sherbet. The orange, the pink, and the green.
It wasn't my fave, but it was good.
It has a. Here we go talking about textures again. It has a texture where like some parts of it will like be clumpy, and I like it.
I thought you were gonna say like it's like a smooth texture.
The ice cream is smooth, but sometimes the ice cream will stick together and it's like a clump, and then you put it in your mouth and it, like slowly melts.
I don't remember that. But I also didn't have it often. Like I said, it wasn't like my favorite thing. It was good, but it wasn't like, oh my god, I want it. But anyway, speaking of brattiness, so, as you know,
you better you went on my leg. What? You said.
Really? I thought that was her. Why? She is shook. She also looks shook. What's going on?
I was in shock. I just got pet.
In my defense, I thought that was her. Anyways, as you know, when I'm listening to music on Spotify and I'm using DJ, I'm skipping, like, a lot, you know? Yeah. I'm a big, oh my god, there's just one here. Okay, you got it. I'm like, skipping a lot, you know? Like, I'm that person that's like, you know what, I don't know exactly what I want.
Yeah.
That's why I go to DJ. I don't know exactly what I want. I know when I hear it, I'm like, okay, I want that.
Like, yeah, that sounds
good. So that's why I'm, like, skipping a lot. And, like, sometimes I don't even get enough time of day to, like, speak. Mm-mm. Every once in a while, I'll be like, okay, I'll let him speak. But if it's not interesting enough, where I'm like, okay, I'll listen to the whole thing, I'm like, you're talking too long. Skip.
I always let him speak.
No, sometimes he's always too much yapping.
And yeah.
Also, sometimes he's, like, so generic. You listen to this in 2023. Okay?
I hate when he's like, you listen to this artist. And then he goes through, like, their whole biography talking about, like, they were born. I'm like, I don't care. That's when I skip it. And they, when he's like, their career started booming when they released this song. And then they talked about that. I'm like,
I bet he does all that because you actually listen.
Yeah,
you let him speak.
I do let him speak.
Can't take away the right of speaking.
Once he starts getting into it, I'm like, okay. Gotta go. I'm like, stop talking.
Like,
to
okay,
me.
I didn't pay for it. I'm not here for a history lesson.
No, I pay for Spotify Premium for a reason. I don't want to listen to this much yapping.
Yeah.
I don't. If I wanted ads, I would stop paying
exactly.
for it.
Exactly. It's basically an ad. But, anyways. This one day, you know, I'm going through the music, you know, I'm skipping. All of a sudden, he says, I wish I remember exactly what he said, but basically he calls me out. He's like, I noticed you're a skipper. And he kept saying skipper so many times that it's as if it's an insult, Nathaniel. I'm telling you, I was shook. I let him speak the whole thing. I did not skip it. He's like, you're always skipping, skipper this, skipper that. Anyways, he was recommending that I can now, like, click on his icon and I can like say what I want to hear.
Oh wow, really?
Yeah, and there was this other thing he said, I forgot what it was, but he said tap on it and I don't remember. But anyways, I have tried the like holding on it on like holding on him. You know that button?
Yeah.
Well, I don't even know what to call it. It's just like the little blue button that's him. Like holding on it and like just being like, I think I said like I want to like rock music or something like that, and he like played a few songs, you know.
Uh-huh.
And it's pretty nice, but like the way he kept saying skipper, that's amazing. The way he kept saying skipper, he was so bratty.
Hey, stupid
so
bitch,
sassy.
Are you skipping me? You're always skipping me, so yeah, I'm gonna tell you off for skipping me.
Flop. The man just said it. I thought it was so funny. Oh, she loves it, but I thought it was so funny.
She loves under her chin.
There was a thing he said earlier today, actually. Something about skipping. I don't remember exactly. I swear, I know it's AI. But I swear there was a little tone. I swear there's a little tone.
He's talking about you being a skater. I told you he always brings up roller skating. I don't know why.
I don't know why.
He's like, I mean, I guess I listen to a lot. Like, I listen to a lot of 80s music sometimes. I know roller skating was big then. But like, he'll be like, these vibes are perfect for roller skating vibes. And then he'll play like Vampire by Olivia Rodrigo. And I'll be like, this is not a roller skating song, first of all. That's such a sad song to be roller skating to. And also, why are we talking about roller skating? I'm so sad.
You're like, what is up? I don't like roller skating. Shut up.
You're a skipper. I'm a roller skater, I guess.
Yeah.
Wow.
Seems like it.
Wow. Anyway, are you ready to take a break?
I'm so ready.
Okay, we're going to be right back. We're going to take...
Yeah, enjoy this commercial. Yeah,
enjoy the commercial. I'm sorry.
We're going to take a quick break.
And we're
going
to be right back. Make sure you got a drink.
Make sure you get a snack.
It's the way that she said. What's his name?
She was not wasting any time.
No, she was not. Literally, like, it was like a second. It wasn't even a second after the laugh. What's his name? I was like, which I was gagged.
She will not be taken.
No.
She's not a joke. Oh my god, come here. Fine.
Oh my god, the other day she made me really she made me a little sad.
Why? What'd she do?
Because I, you know, one of the things that I've been doing with her since she was a baby is I will hold her and I'll sing with her because she loves it. Aww. But I put on her favorite song yesterday and I was like, Athena, come here, and she walked away from me.
Oh
and
my
I was
god,
like,
she's like, a song? I'm not a kid anymore.
I was actually, because she's always loved when I sang what's that song? A song from The Little Mermaid, A Part of Your World. Yeah, but I always sing the one from the new movie, because it is just so much better, I hate to say. Mm. But the song, not the movie. Well, the movie, I don't really like the movie. I don't really fuck with it. Little Mermaid was never, like, my favorite thing anyway, so I never really listened to it.
Honestly, all what's it called? The remix of the movie, like, with the human version. What would you call it? There's this word.
Live action?
Yeah, the live action movies of the Disney movies. The only one I felt was pretty good was the Maleficent ones.
I thought
those were really good. I enjoyed them a lot.
I really
liked
the Little Mermaid.
I watched the second one the other day. What?
I really liked the Little Mermaid at first. I don't know.
No, I watched it once and I was like,
I watched it.
I mean, it was good in like singing. Like, what's her name? Haley Bailey.
Yeah. Oh,
she's really good. She was really good. She's an amazing singer.
Athena loves
she
it.
She did her big one on that one.
Athena loves it every time. Mostly every time I start seeing it, she will come sprinting out and like be at my feet and look up at me.
She's like, it's time.
She's like, it's time. I don't know if she feels it, like feels the vibration on my chest and she likes it or something. Mm-hmm. But she'll just sit in my arms, purring. It is so some of my favorite
Maybe
time.
You need to find a new song.
And then what song would you like? Or one of my
Haley Bailey. You want to sing Halle Bailey?
I still kind of do it sometimes. My chorus teacher, when I was in chorus, was like, if you lay down on your back and sing, it's more difficult. And so sometimes I'll lay on my back and sing just because I think it's fun.
Yeah, you give yourself a challenge.
Yeah, of course. And she will always just come and sit on my chest while I do it. I have some videos of it. I don't think I have that many. I have a lot from my old house when I would be home alone most of the time. Because I would be abandoned.
Oh my god. You were just abandoned, so you had to get a little emotional.
Me literally seeing, like, Selfish by Madison Beer on the floor at full volume. How could you
But you know
be?
What? Honestly, sometimes it does help.
It
like,
does,
really,
though.
Like, getting into it. Because, like, I feel like it's just you're allowing yourself to feel the emotion. You're not, like, trying to, like, rub it off, you know, mm-hmm. like, like, oh, it's not a big deal, when you know it's a big deal. So when you are actually like, just like allow yourself to feel it, it's like, it helps you get through it. So then afterwards, it's like, yeah, I cried it all out. I'm good.
Sometimes I cry when I dance.
Like, if I'm doing, like, so, sometimes I do, like, emotional songs.
Interpretive dance. People, isn't that a thing?
Sometimes I do, like, emotional songs. Bitch, the way that I'm in my living room, I don't even see my living room. Mm-hmm. I'm on that stage. RuPaul is in front of me, and I'm like.
No, you're literally getting judged.
No, but, bitch, I'm like, I can't lose. If I lose this, I'm going home. Bitch, mm-hmm. I put my pussy into it. And then when I do emotional songs, bitch, crying. Oh, wow. Sobbing on the ground, like. Also, a lot of times when I'm doing it, I will think about, like, a third-party perspective coming in. They'll be like, what the fuck am I doing? I'm on the ground.
Oh, my God. Like, no, I get what you mean with that.
It's hiking.
Just, like, random little things I do. I'm like, what would someone think if someone else saw me doing this, you know? But, I mean, it is what it is.
One time.
Well, like, when I pace back and forth, like, when I'm thinking about something sometimes, like, I'll just, like, pace back and forth mm-hmm. in my room. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not really, like, doing anything. I'm just, like, thinking about something, and I'm, like, walking back and forth, and I'm like, I've been walking back and forth for, like, a while. Mm-hmm. What am I doing?
One time, you know the guy that he would come up here and stay at my house for, like, a week and a half.
That guy, yeah.
You know, we all know that guy. Oh, my God. One time,
Is that part of your look?
I know. Whoa!
Oh, yeah, wait, Nathaniel Nex is here now. Who is that guy? Oh,
I don't know. That's
Nathaniel.
One time, I was like, I need to work out. And so I made him stay in the room while I went and worked out. But, bitch, in reality, I was just in my living room dancing.
That is a workout.
I know, but like.
It's not a traditional workout. It's like Zumba. Did you ever do Zumba?
My mom had, like, a disc for, like, the Wii. And
No, my mom had, like, just a disc that you'd put in a DVD. Mm-hmm. Do you remember a few times where, like, I mean, I wasn't fully following it, but, like, as a kid, I was, like, trying to, like, follow
yeah.
it.
Oh! Yeah. I'm doing Zumba. Yeah. It was kind of fun, though.
It was. There were only a few times I did it, but, yeah.
But you know what? As much as I love dancing, I've always found the game Just Dance to be the most embarrassing thing to do in front of people. I hate it. Mm. I hate it. And every...
I get it. Me with the one they have at arcades. What game? The dancing one.
Oh, yes.
I always get a little embarrassed doing it. It's like, I want to do it, but I'm like, oh my God, I'm messing up.
Me and... Every time me, TJ, and Anna, and Cammy all go to Frankie's, me and TJ always play Dance Dance Revolution. And, bitch, I feel like a fucking fool when I do it. Because, of course, I'm like...
And you're like, I need to get that step.
I'm like, I can do hard mode. I can do hard mode. And so, bitch, I'm on there. I look like an idiot. Just I'm holding onto the back of the bar, not dancing, just moving my feet.
Yes. It's like the character's actually dancing. You're just, like, trying to get on the right little arrow.
And so...
You're not even actually dancing. That's what I'm saying. I'm not actually dancing. I'm just, like, trying to get to the fucking arrow.
But yet, somehow, after the end of it, I'm always like...
Yeah, because we're rushing to get it. I know exactly why we're tired. Yeah, because I'm rushing to get to the fucking arrow. I'm not even actually dancing. I'm just like, I need to get it. I don't want to lose. Like, I gotta get on that arrow. But you know what? There's this one person. It was like a group. They do. I think it's like it's not step up, but it's something like step up. It's like a specific dance.
Yeah.
It's a specific dance though. And there was this one group I saw on TikTok. Or they were doing it on that machine. I don't know what it's called. Right. But they were doing it, and they were doing so good at it. Like, they were killing it. And they were actually dancing. And I was like, oh, my God.
It's not fair.
No, literally, because I feel like in the beginning, it's like, okay, fine. But then it's like, I'm going through it. I'm like, I'm not dancing anymore. No,
I'm
like,
panicking.
I'm not. Yeah.
I'm just panicking, trying to get to each little step.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, my God, everyone's seeing me.
I'm so embarrassed.
No, yeah, I'm like, oh, I'm just so embarrassing. It's always, honestly, it's when I miss a step.
I'm always...
Not even me just, like, trying to go everywhere. It's more the I miss a step.
I feel so confident walking up to it every
everyone's
time.
Everyone's looking.
I know.
No, I'm looking.
I'm looking, too. I know people are... I feel so confident walking up to it, especially when I've been waiting my turn, like, someone else has been doing it, and I go up, and I'm like... And I see them doing good, I'm like... I'm gonna do hard mode to show how good I can be. And I'll do hard mode, I'll be like... I can't keep up. One thing...
We're just competitive, I think so.
I think so. I mean, I think it's known that me and you are competitive.
Mm-hmm. The thing is, I feel like I don't usually think of myself as a competitive person, but then once
until
I'm like...
Get on this couch.
No, literally. Or only just once I'm playing any sort of game. Once I'm playing the game, I'm like really into it, and I'm like, I'm like, okay, maybe I am competitive. Okay, I'm just a little literally the other day I was playing Uno with my family, and I'm like, let's go. I'm like, now you get 4 cards. Now you get 3 cards.
Do your siblings cry?
Not anymore. Not anymore. They used to.
I think it is. Because I also was that
kid. No, I was that kid too.
Love it.
But it really felt like life or death. I'm like, I'm getting 4 cards. Like, I'm getting more.
Tears streaming down my face while I pick up 4 cards. Like, let's go.
That's not fair.
No. Stop. My whole family laughing at me.
And that was going to make Prime more. Because I'm like, it's not funny. It's not.
It's serious. I'm being for real. And what's even worse is when they're all laughing. It was
so funny when my real brother would cry.
I love.
He was the last one out of. Well, I have my little sister, but she's still not old enough to play.
I like when I see videos of it online where the kids would just cry. It's always Uno, too.
It gets intense. I was like, literally the other day I was playing with them, and it got intense with us.
It's so funny.
No crying, but it got intense.
It's so funny. And then when you're sobbing your eyes out about getting +4, and then the person that's next to you also puts down another +4, and I'm like,
no, yes.
Or they'll do like reverse, and then they'll come back around, and they'll do another +4, yeah. And I'll be like,
I'm like, stop,
please.
But with me, I'm like, yeah.
No, yeah, I'm always like, +4.
I'm literally laughing. I'm like, ha, now you get a
+4. I always say my +4 for the end. I feel like that's always the card do, boom, at the end, when I'm like, no. And they're like, oh, we have to change the color. And then I'm like, yeah, change the color. Boom! That makes me want to play Uno again.
It's a fun game. I love it.
I'm about to download Game Pigeon again. I'm about to get on my phone and make my friends play Uno with me. Anyway, are you ready to wrap this up?
Oh, yeah, we can wrap this up right now.
I'm ready to wrap this. Yeah. Oh, I'm ready to make some...
some dancing videos. I've got some dancing videos for us.
Y'all better be ready.
And I got some chill ones. Acting.
I've got some chill ones. I've got some cunt ones. So stay tuned, of course.
Outfit of the day.
OOTD. We haven't changed then. I kind of want to wear my lemon shirt.
Mine's pretty casual.
So casual. You're just that
girl. It's just a black shirt and shorts.
But you look good.
Thank you.
You always look good.
You too.
I know.
It's not our fault that we just look great.
It's not my fault that even in casual wear, I look
we just look
10. I can't help it.
Oh my gosh. I'll get into this later. Anyways,
go ahead and follow us on everything. Follow our personal accounts. Follow our Chatterbox crew accounts. I am posting YouTube videos.
Links.
Weekly.
Wherever he puts it.
Wherever. Ooh, is it going to be? Ooh.
Just because I put it down here, now he's going to put it up here.
I've been trying to put our ads above our head and then the Chatterbox crew at right below us. So, you know, no matter where you point, it's going to be at an ad. Right, it's somewhere.
But either way, follow us. There's also links. So it makes it easier. Literally a click.
Please go. And also go watch my latest YouTube video. Honestly, I'm not going to lie to you. At first, when I started editing it, I was like, I'm not really feeling this video. But then once I start editing it, I was like, this is hilarious. Mm-hmm. And so if y'all want a good laugh.
Thanks for not lying.
I know.
I'm truthful of us.
I can't lie.
Did you see that? What? No. A whole bunch of spit came out of my mouth. Like, literally 2 dots.
I can't lie. Some of the video is like me doing a dramatic reading of some of Drag Race's most iconic fights, which I thought was such a funny idea. And then, I'm not gonna lie, I had to cut out, like, 2 of the fights that I did, because they were pretty, like, they were...
Was it graphic?
It was the first 2 fights, and I didn't really know what I was doing yet, and they just weren't funny, so I was like...
You're still getting the hang of it.
Yeah, so I was like, chop, get the fuck out of here. Yeah. But once I got really into it, it got good. So the whole video is pretty good. So you gotta go...
So, what are you saying is, go watch it. It's a good episode. It's a good video, I mean.
It's a good video. I'm trying to post videos weekly, and they're doing pretty good. I can't lie. I can't even lie.
He's not a liar, y'all.
And remember. Like, comment, and subscribe here. Do all the things. We should set a goal for the end of the year.
I thought we did earlier. During our New Year's. I remember earlier. No, you did. I know for sure you did. And I would kind of like tag along.
Don't remember.
Well, what do you mean? Like, we're like subscribers or like?
Subscribers.
Well, I know we're like 5,000. I don't think we've really moved. It's like 5,000 something.
I think it's like 5,000.
Okay. 5. I'm going to be like I don't want to go too crazy, so I'm going to go with like 6,000. Just another 1,000.
I think that's doable. 15,000 by the end of the year.
Okay.
Definitely more doable than my personal YouTube channel. Mm. At the beginning of every video, I'm like...
Ours been like so... Like on the halt for so long.
I know. I don't know what we were doing so good.
I know our shorts. No one's like commenting.
I know our.
They were getting comments all the time.
And now
they were hate comments, but I still liked it. You know.
My favorite.
I enjoy comments.
My favorite thing to do is to pin a hate comment. Yeah. I love to pin a hate comment. Again, comment down below some hate. Talk about how much you think we're gay.
How he's gay, and then how I'm apparently his mate. So. Crazy.
It was great, but okay, we gotta go, ladies.
Yeah, we gotta go. We gotta do some things. Catch us on the next episode, and catch us on our personal accounts.
Go do it. Go do it. I'm gonna.
It's a podcast account.
I'm gonna wait. I'll wait.
Well, because I was trying to say my dad.
No, I meant them. I'm waiting on them to go.
Oh, I thought you were talking about me. Like they'll talk. I was like, no.
I meant them.
What's the bold attitude?
No, what? I'll wait on them. We'll wait.
Isn't that a meme? I'll wait.
Yeah, it's from like a teacher being like, when the whole class is active, and they're like, I'll wait. Yes,
they always do that, and no one ever really is quiet after that, usually.
Because
I remember, I feel like no one really like quiet, and was like, okay.
Yeah, you can keep waiting, flop.
Yeah.
Oh, especially if it was like a mean teacher. That was always like the thing that the mean teacher did, too, which is like, I'll wait.
Yeah.
I'll wait. I'm like, okay, bitch, keep waiting. Yeah. You're gonna keep waiting. But we waited long enough, so they should be subscribed by now. Yeah. Hopefully.
Let's get to our goals.
Yeah,
give me 6,000 and give him 15,000.
Please. Anyway.
Although I would love 15,000 also.
I would love like a million.
I wouldn't complain about 15,000.
I would love 14 million? Is that crazy to say for the end of the year?
That's like insane.
Anyway,
that's insane.
We gotta go.
Goodbye,
ladies. Oh.